Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, and Live Day, baby, it is back. Oh yeah, everything we do, everything the men's room will do on Thursday, November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino. Everything will be completely live,
including possibly breaking world records live. Our friend Joel Strasser, the man who put all those toothpicks in his beard and broke a Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, right.
He's going to be hanging out with us all morning long, putting something in his beard from 6 to 10 a.m. You can watch a world record possibly be broke, or at least watch something completely absurd during Live Day.
I forgot about Joel. That's awesome.
He's going to be there. Our buddy Craig Gass will be there, and who knows who else is going to be showing up. It's always a great time. We've had some great people in the past, from Sir Mix-a-Lot to other great comedians and guests as well. It's always a great time. And you just... everything falls apart sometimes too, and that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it. Yeah. Live Day, baby. Thursday, November 21st, Snoqualmie Casino. Like Steve said, it's the ultimate radio high wire act, as everything is done live. Tickets are on sale as I'm speaking, because you're live too. It's a live audience. Get your tickets, get the info at KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Time to whack him. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Right.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! Whack and it. Steve was Mr. Wacky for most of the week, last week, and then actually did pretty good so far this week.
Thank Made you. A comeback.
Yeah, he did. Getting rid of those declines.
I'm on the come up.
Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
All right,
cool. I'm calling it.
All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Aaron and Fredrickson. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Ravi's playing for tickets to check out Battle at the Boat 124 happening over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, November 9th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets? Get them now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Aaron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Aaron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which famous painter is known for the work The Starry Night and for cutting off his own ear?
Van Gogh.
Yes. What fast food chain has the slogan, "We have the meats"?
Arby's.
Yes. If you have 80 ounces of an item, how many pounds is that?
Oh. Pass.
What year of the early 2010s did the first Hunger Games movie come out?
2011.
No.
12.
Yes. How many Super Bowls have the Seattle Seahawks been to?
3.
Yes. Which jungle creature is known to have the longest canine teeth?
Jaguar.
No.
Pass.
Ariana Grande had the 2019 hit song 7 what?
Will you repeat that?
Ariana Grande had the 2019 hit song 7 what?
Pass.
What famous landmark is in the Seattle Sounders logo?
Space Needle?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Ah, it's an average performance.
Exactly average.
Go either way on this one.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you could win. He could lose, but he could also draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
Either way. Of three different ways.
Great commentary, buddy.
Thank you. Steve, you're back. Are you ready to whack?
Oh, yeah.
Ready whack to whack.
It. Which famous painter was known for the work The Starry Night and for cutting off his own ear?
Whack it.
Vincent Van Gogh?
Yeah. What fast food chain has the slogan, "We have the meats"?
Oh, Arby's.
Yes,
all the meats.
If you have 80 ounces of an item, how many pounds is that?
8.
No.
10.
No. You can do it.
Whoa.
9.
No. What year of the early 2010s did the first Hunger Games movie come out?
2012.
Yes.
Oh,
how many Super Bowls had the Seattle Seahawks been to?
They've been to 3.
Yes. Which jungle creature is known to have the longest canine teeth?
Elephant.
No.
Rhinoceros.
No.
Baboon.
No.
Baboon.
Ariana Grande had the 2019 hit song 7 what?
Thongs.
No.
Rings.
Yes. What famous landmark is in the Seattle Sounders logo?
The Space Needle.
Yes.
Yep.
Which band's 8th studio album was 1989's Disintegration?
That would be The Cure.
Yes. What was the name of the scandal that forced President Nixon to resign?
Watergate.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-5.
Sorry about that, Aaron.
Sorry, Aaron.
You killed me, man.
Have a great day, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Yep. You didn't get to a lot of them. Spent too much time thinking and not enough time passing.
Yeah, the passing game is so important.
Or just a guessing game.
Yeah, yeah. You just throw it out there real quick.
Spit it out.
And then sometimes Steve just gets a random one where it's the first guess he gets, and congratulations. Yeah. There's two of them that you missed. 80 ounces of an item. How many pounds is that?
Well, it took me a while to figure it out. I think it's 5.
Right? Yes, it is 5. Correct.
I wouldn't have got it in the timer, but I finally figured it out.
It would have spent 30 seconds of your allotted minute there.
Yeah.
The jungle.
So 5 times 16?
Yes.
Damn it.
So you knew that.
I just don't know what 5 times 16 was until
now.
You're 80.
Yeah.
The jungle creature that's known to have the longest canine teeth.
I would guess lion. I would guess tiger. I would guess a cheetah.
No.
Sabertooth.
No. Sabertooths aren't, they're extinct. No, it's actually the hippopotamus.
Whatever.
What?
Well, lions aren't in the jungle. They're in the Sahara, desert area.
This is true. This is something that they don't let you know about.
What about the lion sleeps in the jungle tonight, right? Isn't that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're basing facts on a song.
Yeah, I'm going with the jungle, buddy.
I love Steve's rendition of that.
Damn lying song.
Oh, well, you know what's not a lie?
Sorry.
Yeah. Steve winning because he got 8 correct.
Caller number 8. Guess what you're getting? Tickets to Battle at the Boat at the Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. All right. We got a story here about that happened on Sunday. Cops in the Netherlands discovered a family of 7 people who've been living in their basement for 9 years waiting for the apocalypse. So they like a shelter kind of area.
Did they forget to bring a radio down there?
I guess so. They were only found after a 25-year-old guy left the property, went straight to a bar, drank 5 beers, and eventually told a bartender about it. He had long hair and a dirty beard, and he said his brothers and sisters were still there and needed help.
Oh,
so the bartender called the cops. So they found his 5 siblings in this basement of an old farmhouse, along with a 58-year-old guy who they initially thought was the dad, but I guess that's not the case. Everyone else was between the ages of 18 and 25. They've been living off food grown in a garden outside. They also had a goat, but it sounds like they mostly stayed in the basement and had no contact with the world. Wow.
This is bad enough there's one idiot, but there's a whole family of idiots that thought they should just stay down there.
Yeah, and so they arrested the 58-year-old for not cooperating, but we don't know if he's facing any other charges. I mean, it's not exactly illegal to do that, and I don't know if he kept anybody imprisoned.
Yeah, I don't know. How could he get in trouble for it other than just being stupid?
Wow, so they were that cut off.
I mean, but, okay, so he went outside to the garden to get the food.
Yeah.
Did they not realize everything's pretty cool right now?
I guess they were just thinking every day, because they're so remote. I mean, those pictures I saw, they're very remote. So they got to be thinking, all right, it's not today. Just get the food real quick. We're really happy we got the food. And then they thought, what, nuclear apocalypse was going to happen?
I mean, and also if you had the time to leave the house to get the food, why don't you just go upstairs and take a shower and maybe cut your hair every once in a while?
There's that, too.
It's a lot of unanswered questions here.
Yeah, there really is. Something screwy because, I mean, it looks like there was a pretty good farmhouse. Like you said, they had
That's weird.
It's like that movie Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser, where they like go underground for 30 years and then they come back up and everything's
different.
I don't
know different. If I've ever seen that.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yeah, Alicia Silverstone's in it.
Well, I must
Christopher
have seen
Walken.
This sounds like my kind of movie.
It's really. A
Alicia Silverstone and Brendan Fraser.
It really does sound like your kind of movie. And they were living in a basement, which I don't know if that meant it was like a storm shelter or a fallout shelter, because a basement isn't going to protect you from an apocalypse if it's just a regular old basement. So I don't know what the hell these people were doing.
I think it's kind of cool, though. The first place he decided to go was to the bar, crush five beers, and then talk to the bartender about it.
Yeah.
If you're stuck in a basement for 9 years because of the apocalypse.
9 years.
Where are you going to first? The minute you decide, you know what? The coast is... I don't think we're going to die. I should go somewhere.
It would be... might be a fast food joint.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking more buffet. Just a little bit of everything. Just gorge myself, because if you've only been eating whatever the goat's been providing and vegetables, you want everything.
I just realized I probably haven't had a no-name cake for 9 years.
So
if there's a no-name cake in my vicinity, I'm going there.
I mean, knowing you, you're very well prepared for things. If you're going to prepare yourself for an apocalypse, you'd probably get enough no-name cakes in your basement.
They don't last because they're fresh. So it wouldn't last long. I mean, that's how good they are. Yeah, they're not. They don't have all those preservatives. So I know at some point I would run out, or they would have gone bad.
Or you can just put them in a freezer.
Ooh.
But then they're not fresh anymore.
Yeah, but if you're going through the apocalypse, you got to take what you can get.
She's right. I think that's what I'd have to do. Just freeze them and hope for the best. But boy, if they don't come out good, I'm still going to get a fresh one, though, Vicky. I mean, I feel like, how can I not?
Yeah. I think I'm going straight to McDonald's for a McFlurry.
Oh, that's a good call.
Just to see if the Oreo McFlurry is just as delicious as I once remembered it.
What happened 9 years ago that they were like, okay, we've got to go underground? See, that's the key to me, is I don't remember 9 years ago. Balloon Boy was 10 years ago. What happened 9 years ago that made them think, okay, we're on the brink of apocalypse?
Well, 9 years ago would have been 2011-ish almost, 2010. So, like, I know they said the world was going to end in 2012.
Oh, they were the Mayans calendar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
So they were just waiting for it to
These
happen.
These idiots are still doing that?
That's probably what it was.
Oh, man. I mean, I say idiots in the most loving way possible, of course.
Yeah, dude, seriously, you got a whole family, and I'm a big mouth. I would have been like, we got to get out of here. We're still alive. It's still cool. The air feels good. You know, put on a TV, like you said, or a radio or something. You've got to see something.
Someone says it sounds like it was a cult, and I kind of feel that way, too.
Yeah.
I think maybe this whole apocalypse thing maybe is a front for something else.
Yeah, it was probably a cult.
Weird, though.
Especially since that 58-year-old wasn't their father. Sounds like a cult leader kind of guy.
Yeah, that's kind of a strange thing there.
Yeah, that's the key. Man, you don't think he was, like, getting busy with a lot of those people down there?
Well, you got to repopulate after the apocalypse.
Yeah. I don't even want to know at that point. Yeah.
Well, it was 9 years, and they didn't say there were any babies or anything. So I don't think they repopulated.
Didn't you say they were siblings?
Yeah, siblings. Oh, that's weird, man. That is so weird.
Yeah, how deep do you want to dig into this one?
I'm actually good with keeping it on the surface and finding it very entertaining that he went and crushed five beers.
Yeah.
And leaving it at that. Ignorance is bliss, Rev.
Yep.
All right, well, let's go over to Scotland. We were in the Netherlands. Let's go to Scotland and talk about this woman who posted a video of her 9-year-old son using Alexa to help with his math homework. And he doesn't know his mom's in the room until she calls him out on it.
Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here? No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself?
Good on him. He's just adapting to what the times are.
True. Just goes to show you, does he really need to know this stuff?
As long as he's got Alexa by his side, he's fine.
Remember when people hated on calculators? This is just the next evolution to those.
That's right.
Oh, next thing you know, people are going to be bringing their Alexas to school with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I got the portable one. I haven't put it in the car yet, but I'm getting ready to do it. So, I mean, if you can have one.
I don't know. Are you really prepared? Are you ready for this? I mean, you're having a hard enough time with all the other gadgets in your life.
Yeah.
Do we need to add another issue?
That's what I've been waiting for. But I now have the new iPhone, so I think I'm ready to do it.
You bought a new iPhone?
I had to buy a new iPhone.
You broke down?
I had to break down.
See it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you got the 11?
Did you get the 3 camera?
Yeah,
I got the one to freak out.
There it is, the 3 camera one.
Show it to Vicky.
Yeah, chase Vicky around with it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Whoa.
I'm distracted by whatever your phone case is, so I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking at the...
Yeah, it's midnight green.
Midnight green. Let me see that.
See that? Look how green that midnight is.
How do you like the camera so far?
I haven't used it.
You got to take some.
What the F, brah?
Get some selfies in, man.
I didn't buy it for the camera. The camera's a bonus, though. I did sit and watch a camera class. That was I learned some stuff that I didn't know about. Even our old camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Like, there's a timer and a flash
that you can adjust. You know, that little square box and the little light bulb. Actually, if you slide your thumb up and down, it makes it lighter and brighter. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yep.
I didn't know that. And also, if you make the bigger, if you hold the box, it makes it bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just a life lesson.
You guys, and that way, it doesn't change focus. It keeps focus on what you want. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, you can lock the focus.
I didn't know what. I have no idea. And now there's new stuff, but I didn't stay for that, so I don't know.
If I had to take a class, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe that would be the first thing I'd be doing with that damn thing is taking pictures. Just to see how, I mean, that was all the hoopla was about. We got three cameras, and it's freaking people out. Oh, tryptophobics.
Yeah, I got it because of the stuff inside, outside of the camera. That's why. I was going to get the 11 regular, but I noticed that the 11 Pro actually had like a faster processor and some other cool things that made it, I thought maybe the phone wouldn't die as quick.
Have you noticed it being better?
I don't know.
Well, has the phone felt better yet?
It's it just works. That's what I've noticed, because it wasn't the iOS wasn't working on the 7.
That sounds like my Apple Watch review. How do you like that thing? It works. It tells you when someone's texting. It's great.
I haven't had a chance to play around with it because I just got it yesterday, and it just, you know how it takes a while to load all your stuff back in.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the good news, is that it really loads everything back in even better than before. Like, it even stuff to the point where it's like it went and loaded all my downloaded stuff from YouTube that I had on the old phone. It knew that it was downloaded, so it went and got it and put it on the phone for me. I thought I was going to have to put all my shows and all the stuff saved on.
No, it's pretty. I mean, these things.
Yeah, I thought that was
their smartphones.
Yeah, I think that's why they call them smartphones.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, and I haven't I usually watch the tip thing to see what's going on. Except the thing is, I got no button, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, so it's all face recognition now.
It's all face recognition.
It's freaky.
Yeah, and I just see it to recognize my face.
Well, yeah, it did its job.
Yeah, let's see if it knows you. Now, see you. Is it unlocked?
Oh, don't lick it.
It didn't work.
Hey, open up, bitch.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's locked. Oh, yeah, it's saying.
It's me.
Yeah, it's not you.
No.
Here I am.
Let's see if can we get a picture of Gary Ridgway and put it in front of it?
I bet you could.
Hey, I'm unlocked. It recognized me. Woo, I'm me. Oh, that's a good call. I should get Gary Ridgway, him too. That's a really good idea.
So it says the camera's freaking amazing.
Yeah, I saw how good the camera was when my buddy had it. So he took a really cool picture. So I'm not a picture guy, but it'll be cool to see what happens when I try to take one. Because I every once in a while do take some beach shots.
Yeah, you do.
So I'll see how that works. I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I have to figure out how to work it.
Yeah, that'll take another month or two.
That's going to take a while.
Well, now you have the Memoji, so you can send us poop emojis where you're talking.
Oh,
hooray!
Yeah, I don't like the... I was trying to set those up with the old phone. I'm not a fan of the Memoji. I like the Bitmoji better.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But I have the unicorn. Every once in a while, you get a little unicorn from me.
Sweet.
Does it got the unicorn emoji?
That's an Urban Dictionary thing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna unicorn
give,
formula.
I'm going to give you a unicorn, Steve. We got this girl that got fired. Why? Well, because she exposed her company. All right. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I thought it was going to be a better story. Yeah, she exposed her company for serving frozen food. She did this on social media. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A Panera Bread employee lost her job after posting a video to the social media platform TikTok revealing that the restaurant chain freezes its macaroni and cheese.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of the chains, and you go, wow, really? I didn't realize this was all frozen, and then the chefs really don't do anything but just heat it up.
See, I just assumed it would be because you get it so damn fast.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I mean, obviously you're going to get sandwiches quick, and I mean, that would be weird if some of those things were frozen, but But with mac and cheese, and it's not like they're going to boil the water, then get the pasta going, get the cheese melted on it. It just seems like a lot of steps to be able to get that done so fast. So I wasn't really that surprised by it. I mean, and also, it doesn't bother me. If it's delicious, I don't care if it's frozen or fresh.
Yeah, the video captioned "Exposing Panera" is overlaid with the text "How Panera prepares mac and cheese" and shows a worker dropping a vacuum-sealed bag of frozen cheesy pasta into boiling water, removing it when it's heated, cutting open the pouch, and dumping it into a bowl to be served to a customer. Yeah, I know other places that do that, too. And the post led to a bunch of criticism about how much Panera's bread clean food is actually frozen. And a rep for the company claims the entree, along with some of the chain soups, are actually frozen to, quote, avoid certain preservatives that do not meet our clean standards.
Aha.
The worker herself later... She later posted a video defending the food and one in which she said, quote, I like my job. I'm not really trying to get fired. I'm sorry, Anthony, but she revealed Friday she had, in fact, been fired. Like, well, why else would she do it if she's not? I mean, what did she? There wasn't a positive thing that she was doing.
I think she just thought it was funny. Also, I saw a video of her. And it was what is this TikTok crap, man? I mean, it's Vine.
Is that what it is?
Basically, it feels that way. It's just videos, yeah. And it's annoying.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm like trying to figure out exactly what happened. So I spent 20 minutes watching this girl's TikTok page this morning, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Oh, sorry for that.
Oh yeah. Man, did I feel old really fast by watching this girl talk about it? And apparently, she was also saying that like they didn't like the fact that her nails were so long. She had super long nails, so I think maybe been a couple of little factors.
Yeah,
so Anthony just had it. I don't care, apologies or not.
Yeah, you're out.
You're fired.
Yeah. So you don't mind about the frozen food? I don't either, as long as it's good. I mean, because we like quick.
Right. Would you rather wait an extended period of time or have something that might be frozen or vacuum sealed, how they do it, that was already prepared, but they just do it that way? It's not like they're grabbing it from, like, the QFC and just grabbing some, like, generic mac and cheese.
No, somebody's making it somewhere, and then they're sending it out to those places going, hey, here's our cool recipe, and we froze it. Here you go. And I haven't noticed it being bad. Now, granted, is it as good as going to a restaurant where it's made fresh? No, nothing is as good when it's made fresh, but we know that.
Oh, I contend their mac and cheese is better than your son Joe's mac and cheese.
No. You've never had it, though. That's the problem.
Well, until I have it, I say that Panera Bread's mac and cheese is way better.
Yep. It's a dumb reason to get fired.
And do they ever brag about it? I don't know. I don't keep up on what like boasts that Panera Bread. I eat Panera at least once a week. I love that place. But I don't ever keep up on like, do they say our mac and cheese is made from scratch and it's fresh?
No. However, it just has like a cult following. Like I know like my girlfriend and like her age group are super obsessed with the mac and cheese from Panera. And it's like, I feel
my mother-in-law, she loves it.
I don't know. It's weird.
Well, then if it's good, who cares?
Yeah, she doesn't care. She saw that and she was making fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and like I said, I've known other places, other chains that I've gone to that never stopped me from going once I realized, oh, they just have those vacuum sealed bags and they throw it in there. I've never cared. I mean, I thought, oh, I guess it makes sense. Like you said, Steve, it does come to me quickly. Never thought that this probably already prepared.
So it says literally all their soups and entrees are frozen. And they're delicious. I don't care.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. So we'll just take that allegation as the way they went. We're not exposing anybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of those chains, that's kind of what they do. So, I mean, if your food comes out relatively quickly, as opposed to, Steve, would I wait? If I'm going to a restaurant where you know it's a waiting restaurant?
Right, like a five-star restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But, see, again, a dumb reason to get fired, really. So you expose Panera on TikTok, something that Steve can't even make work anyway. So
apparently it was bought by Vine, so there we go.
Oh, that's why there's no more Vine. Now there's TikTok. Texture.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Vine is gone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Vine's gone.
I believe.
So Vine bought TikTok and said, well, Vine's gone. Now we're TikTok.
Oh, Vine was bought out by TikTok, so congratulations.
Oh,
you are correct, sir.
That's what it is.
Get rid of the competition by buying them.
That's how you do it.
So are they mad that their secret was exposed?
Probably because it made them look like they're just serving food that might not be as fresh as they claim. But in reality, they're saying that, you know, and I know about this. If you freeze food, you don't have to put as many preservatives in it if you freeze it. So I don't think it's a bad thing, especially if their process is pretty cool, like those vacuum sealed bags. That's going to be better than what I buy in the frozen food section in any supermarket, like any entree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So not going to stop me from going to Panera, but it is a stupid reason to get fired.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, you know, if my kid came home and said, look what I did, I exposed Panera, and now I'm fired. Yeah. And you know what? They expose you for being an idiot. So it's a really, I should go on and do a TikTok video. Here's my exposed idiot kid. So, yeah, she lost her job because she posted a video revealing that Panera, I guess, freezes their macaroni and cheese. So, dumb reason to get fired. That's what we're going to ask you. We want you to finish this sentence. I once got fired for doing blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. Yeah, I once got fired for doing blank. Your calls, your texts, after blank on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A Panera Bread employee lost her job after posting a video revealing that they freeze their macaroni and cheese. Dun, dun, dun.
That's it.
And that impacted no Panera customer because, well, they love that macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like they said the person had a video of the mac and cheese being made by rats.
Yeah.
Although that would be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
Actually, little rats, just kind of a little thing turning it around.
Ratatouille.
It's ratatouille.
Yeah. And they know cheese.
Do they make mac and cheese?
They make all kinds of French food.
Boom.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, and I would have no problem with that either if it was ratatouille guy. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Yeah, she got fired for doing that. So how about you? What did you get fired for doing? Let's go to Devin in Everett. Devin, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad, Devin. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, so when I was 16, my first job working at a movie theater, worked there for about a year, and I got fired because I did not sell the extra nacho cheese to customers for a dollar. I thought it was stupid to charge somebody a dollar for just an extra cup of nacho cheese, so I just gave it.
Oh, yeah.
And, so they fired me. The messed up part was they fired like five of us for the same thing.
Really? So,
and the day they called us in to fire us, they had the next group of people they were training and hiring there waiting.
Oh, wow. So they really knew what they were up to. They were onto this whole cheese caper for a long time.
Yeah, they were ready to fire us and ready to hire a new group.
So, Devin, so you normally get your nacho cheese and they throw the cheese on there, but then some people said, I want a little bit more, and that's when you had to charge them a buck a cup?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what, man? It's a tough one for me. I appreciate the call. It is a tough one for me because I used to get so mad at the prices at theaters, and then when I found out how much money they were not making on the movies and realizing how huge those theaters are with the seats and everything, I thought, well, then how are they making their money? I guess they got to do it this way. Yeah, so, I mean, and if you don't buy the food, then you're really getting a deal at a movie theater. You know, I mean, you're not doing anything for them. They're not making any money off you, really, if you don't buy the food.
You're useless.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Wow.
But I can also appreciate, you know, Devin saying, look, dude, come on. They already bought the nachos. We're not going to charge them a buck a cup. I like that, too.
I always got weird looks whenever I go get a pretzel, and they're like, would you like to buy also, like, the cheese cup? I'm like, no. And they think I'm trying to be a cheap ass. I'm just like, I don't need cheese to make this pretzel great. Like, you're just... It's hurting the taste of the pretzel, personally.
I do not need cheese to make this pretzel great, you ruffian.
Right. Stop trying to push that crap on me.
Unsullied. Let's go to Tyler and Lacey. Tyler, you...
don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, do you?
No.
Oh, good call.
Pretzels and Ferraris, yes.
Yeah, totally.
I've seen a lot of guys driving Ferraris also eating a pretzel,
yes.
And they have no cheese. So, Tyler, you're in Lacey, and you're on The Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Tyler. How about you? Finish the sentence. I once got fired for doing blank.
I once got fired for cocaine use. I failed the drug test.
There you go, buddy.
Yo, 16 years old, still in high school, working at Les Schwab. Had a late start for school. They decided to call us all in for a surprise meeting and came walking in the door. And my buddy come walking out and whispered in my ear, drug test.
Oh,
so at that point I was pretty much screwed because I had already, you know, set foot in the building. So,
damn, dude. So
did you have a crazy night the night before, or how soon was it from when you partied to when you got tested?
Well, let's just say I woke up that morning, being it was a late start, and I might have, you know, cut up a couple lines and did it on my way into work.
Oh my gosh! Well, some people need to pick me up. Yeah. You know, at 16 years old, you need to pick me up.
The booger sugar latte.
Yeah,
it was.
Well, when you think
of me and Bam Bam, but.
Oh, damn, dude. When you think about what we have our kids do, you know, they have to go to school. They go to get a job. I mean, where do you get all that energy? You got to get it somewhere. And that's what that does. So, yeah, look at you, buddy. Congratulations. You, sir.
Oh, quick question.
Oh, yes.
Was that the first time that you decided to do some lines of coke before going to work?
It actually was, yes, because I didn't expect, you know, it was just a meeting. We were just supposed to be there for an hour, and then I was going to head on to school. And, yeah, they got me.
Damn, so,
that's a drug under touch.
It wasn't just me. It was everybody. It was just a random for everybody. But, you know, and what's funny is I quit smoking weed just so I could make sure I passed the drug test. And drowning your system. It was just bad timing, man. Oh, didn't even have any weed in my system.
Man, dude. Wow.
I have since then, you know, I'm 29 now, and let's just say I made some improvements in my life. And decisions,
so. I got a question for you. So when did you first start smoking weed, and then when did you first start doing coke?
Well, I was probably 14, 8th grade or so, 9th grade, I started smoking weed. The coke was just, honestly, I just kind of ran into it. It was one of them things, you know, I had a little bit left over, was trying to get rid of it, and, you know, I was probably 16, around the same time. I hadn't been doing it very long.
There you go. Well, I tell you got it. Sometimes, you know what, if you need to be alert real quick, I mean, that's what a lot of people used to use it for back in the day.
That just seems insane. Like, yeah, you know what? I got to go to a meeting. You know, screw it. Yeah. Chop up a couple lines.
And you don't realize that you're kind of jacked up. I mean, it's like you may not know it, but it's like, wow, you know, he's got a lot of energy.
That's my favorite is when you're around someone who's clearly on coke and they're trying to act like they're not. And it's like, I'm like, dude, you blew your cover right away when you can see white residue in your nostrils.
Well, there is that.
Or the sniffing.
We've had that happen with certain people that we've known that would come into the show and we're like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you are flying high.
Like, based on your sniffles, you have had a cold for 365 days this year.
That's a long time to have a cold. I mean, I realize it's the Pacific Northwest, but I feel like you should dry out at some point.
I like this text. I once got fired from a restaurant for heading out menus. I personally rated all the food from 1 to 5 with a Sharpie.
Oh. That's awesome.
That's great.
See, you're supposed to do that in like verbally,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't put it down on the menu.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, a nice try and all that.
Someone says, I once got fired from my job for going to jail and missing work. Can you believe that? I didn't even want to go. I was forced. Eric in Tacoma.
Boy, yeah, you're right, dude. That wasn't fair to you.
Man,
you would have stayed out of jail if they wouldn't force you in there.
Someone said, I worked at a Subway in a food mall court, and I got fired for trading sandwiches to other mall employees for stuff at their stores.
I was just a barter system. Yeah, I always thought that one. Yeah. I thought that was something that just would go on, and who would care?
Well, you probably can't get busted by your boss, though, because you're just handing out product in exchange for something for free for you, not for the company.
I still feel like that's just something that should happen.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I know it's illegal. I get it. But I feel like it's like a brother and sisterhood. Like, you know, I go to the Pierogi. I go, hey, here you go. Here's some Ivor's clam. Let's, what do you got? Keep clam. What do you got for me?
Give me your Pierogi. I'll give you my clam.
That's what it's about.
Wait, why are the cops involved?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you have your own free sandwich, why wouldn't you just give it away and they gave away their free lunch? Like, that's how I would word it.
That's what I thought, too. You don't get free lunch at those joints?
Maybe X amount of lunches, but maybe not always, or maybe you get, like, a discount.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know how it works. I'm not a sandwich artist.
I feel like you should get it. I really feel like you should get free food every place you work that has food. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's their business.
One free meal?
Yeah. Bless I mean, you. Really, bless you, Danny. Are you have a cold, Danny, or are you on coke?
On the coca?
Oh, yeah.
Coca?
One of the two.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, listen, you really shouldn't get fired from your job for doing stupid stuff like, you know, exposing the company for frozen macaroni and cheese. And also, you should be better with your money. And we're helping out with both, Steve. We took care of the people not getting stupidly fired. And now we've got free financial advice from KISW's financial advisor. That's how we do it, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. Call in now, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU taking your calls and texts at 747.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you get gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.